This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by Cabinet Committee on Security against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by government at Parliament House Complex in New Delhi in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting. Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that all parties condemned the terror attack. He said that effort should be made to maintain peace in Jammu and Kashmir. AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi said that it is not a political issue and he will support whatever decision the central government takes. Leaders of 15 different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted around 2 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the ends of the earth. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister emphasized that terrorism will not go unpunished.
I say to the whole world, India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backer. We will pursue them to the ends of the earth. India's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. Terrorism will not go unpunished. Every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done. The entire nation is firm in this resolve. Everyone who believes in humanity is with us. I thank the people of various countries and their leaders who have stood with us in these times.
Protests and candlelight marches were held across multiple cities yesterday as citizens, students and political groups condemned the recent terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, which left 26 people dead. Students of the Government Degree College for Women in Anantnag marched through the town condemning the attack. In Chandigarh, people gathered to protest against the incident, holding placards and calling for justice. In Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh, a candlelight march was organized to honor the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack. In Delhi, members of the Khan Market Trade Association held a similar march with candles lit in memory of the deceased. Meanwhile, several markets in the national capital will remain shut today as traders have called for a month to protest against the terror attack in Pahalgam. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urges India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint to prevent further deterioration of the tense situation in the subcontinent after a terrorist attack in Kashmir. While reiterating the condemnation of terrorist attack that killed at least 26 people in Pahalgam on Tuesday, spokesperson of the Secretary General Stephen Dujarric said, UN appeals to both the governments of Pakistan and India to exercise maximum restraint and to ensure that the situation and the developments do not deteriorate any further. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Vatican City from today to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will also offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. India has declared 3 days of state mourning on passing of Pope Francis. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Rajasthan Royals by 11 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M.M. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.